dwelled among men at the end of the 18th century and beginning of the 19th. Bold men and women, Wilberforce first among equals, challenged the prevailing currents of their time to eradicate the scourge of the slave trade. Ultimately, their strategies, defeats, and victories mounted up with wings like eagles to call attention to slavery as more than just a peculiar institution. In Wilberforce's mind, there was nothing peculiar about slavery. Peculiar to him was the ability of so many refined and seemingly polite members of society to stomach slavery's bile and to turn a deaf ear to the cries of millions. To Wilberforce, slavery and other civil ills were forces that destroyed life and its viability. As a result of his courage and efforts, freedom's bell was rung for millions, and the thirst for liberty has continued to echo throughout history. William Wilberforce's courage, zeal, and actions, as recounted in this biography, are a modern reminder of work unfinished. That he suffered from poor health likewise reminds that even in the context of human weakness, divine work can still attend. His situation begs the question, what can I do today? Today, in every corner of the world, the United States and Great Britain are not exempt, there remains great work to do. Slavery in Africa is still a reality. Today, the filthy ships of European slave traders are dry docked in our distant memory, but human beings are still stripped of their essence and exported to far-off and hostile places. In too many corners of Asia, Eastern Europe, the Americas, and the Middle East, trafficking in women to serve the baser desires of men is thriving. Work unfinished remains. Scripture is bursting with admonitions to remember. There is power in remembrance, recalling, and memorial celebration. This biography allows us to place Wilberforce in two contexts and to witness the miracles that still occur. First, Metaxas's biography allows us to put into crystal clear focus the life of a man born to comfort, but discomforted by the dire conditions of suffering people. Wilberforce saw the chemistry of oppression as changing the oppressor as well as the oppressed. In his own available way, he acted boldly to change the world. This boldness, while temporarily forgotten in human history, is ultimately honored and rewarded by heaven itself. In a second way, Metaxas's work on Wilberforce's life allows us to witness that God has not finished his creative work. Like Wilberforce, we have the ability to create a better world, that beloved community of which Jesus Christ and the prophets spoke. Wilberforce's obsession with slavery's end was a blessing to those he would never know. Blind acts of love are often redemptive, sometimes painful, but always redemptive. Wilberforce's early defeats and setbacks early in his legislative life were all vindicated by his delayed victory in the House of Commons years after he introduced his first anti-slavery measure. Love is indeed long-suffering, as we are reminded in Paul's epistle to the nascent church in late ancient Corinth. His real redemption and justification were not accomplished during his lifetime nor in the House of Commons. The greatest benefits of his work and toiling are still being realized when oppression is confronted today, racism is challenged everywhere, and a better, more loving world is ultimately created. The single greatest institutional memorial to Wilberforce is the university that bears his name. 151 years ago, men and women joined head and heart across the lines of race, class, and confessional statements to create America's first private, historically black college and university. Not in London, but in the states of the former British colony, stands an African-American college as a memorial to a white British member of Parliament. The irony is not lost. At the time of the university's establishment, there was polite conversation in America's parlors and colleges about the basic humanity of African-Americans. Even more unrealistic for many in that conversation was the ability of African-Americans to learn, contribute to society, and exist beyond the pale of forced servitude. Today, Wilberforce University welcomes many of America's poorest and most underserved populations and transforms their educational dreams into realities. The average household income of Wilberforce students hovers just above the nation's poverty line, but its students have not surrendered their hunger for